Hitter KIVA and 95.9 FM. Good Saturday morning to you. The Real Estate Hour begins now with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, sans Tracy this week. And Tigo, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. Yeah, you and I get to geek out this week. Tracy had a appointment today, just couldn't make it. So it's you and I, and I'm looking forward to it. Got a lot of stuff to talk about in the real estate world, the economy, as well as just, you know, what some houses.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
of houses, always,
lots of good stuff.
Things are on the market. Yeah,
yeah. You had five listings this week, you know, right from the get-go. And let's just start there because I think that's a symptom of what's really happening. You've sent me over the link, and people are listing their houses. This is exactly what we've been talking about. This is the exercise. Get your house, Tigo and Tracy merchandise it, put it back out on the market, and boom, look what you get. Out of those five listed this week, how many are in pending?
Two of them. Two out of the five, and it looks like one of the other ones should be by the end of the day today.
Price ranges for these homes that hit the market this week and that are already off market, so to speak.
Well, I'll tell you, the two that went like first day, one was at a 1.25. It was a townhome up in the Heights, which, you know, that's a high demand type product when it's a nice one. The other one was a $150,000 house in Rio Rancho. Again, you know, moderately priced, but very nice home. And so, you know, and that one was out in Northern Meadows. So, you know, it's out further. However, you can get a lot of house for the money. And it was just the right house for somebody that had been waiting for it to come on the market. And bam, there it went.
Boom. And you can do that as well as if you just visit WelcomeHomeABQ.com. That's WelcomeHomeABQ.com or ABQ.Realty. And it's all about staging, setting it right, and a good brisk pace to start the year. Yeah, that's what you have to do. And there's a lot of legwork that the seller has to do as well.
Well, there is. And so let me segue into another home that we did list, has not gone under contract yet. It's been on the market for 6 days. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't. It's in Las Lunas. You know, we do cover the whole metro area, which, you know, Las Lunas is part of our metropolitan Albuquerque area. And we just listed a home down there. This one has been remodeled, painted, new carpet. You know, it's been totally cleaned up. I will say the house was had been, let's just say it has some deferred maintenance, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And the folks that bought it, they put a big chunk of change into it. Anyway, get this, 1,700, almost 1,800 square feet for $140,000, $139,900, two-car garage, three-bedroom, two-bathroom, two living spaces, big yard. You know, it's, what's the lot size on this one? But it's pretty good size. Oh, it's three-quarters of an acre. You know, so it's $140,000. You can get a newer home in a nice neighborhood.
How old is that home?
It is about, Eddie, you're putting me on the spot here, about 10 years old.
Okay, so about 70.
2000, actually, no, a little older, yeah, 2001, so that's about 15 years now.
Yeah, so $78 a square foot, that's a bargain in any market, but definitely is out in Las Lunas as well, because that's way, way lower than replacement cost.
Oh, yeah, you can't build houses for that. No, absolutely not. The address on that one is 6 Alamosa Loop, Las Lunas. Just Google it. You'll find it. So, hey, so economic impact. You know, Eddie, we keep talking about this, and I'm going to keep harping on it because I think people need to realize how important housing is in the estate world is to our economy and why it really drives a lot of things. You know, we've talked about that before, that it's about 16 or is it 18% of the state gross domestic product.
Yeah, right around 16.
Yeah, in you know, that's a huge number. Let me give you a few more numbers. There were just under 12,000 transactions through our through our MLS last year in 2016, about 12,000 transactions. And they say for every transaction, and I'm sorry, those are just homes, that's not including the land. For every one of those home sales, there's about a $50,000 economic impact on our economy. So if you take that, about 12,000 times about that 50,000, you get about $625 million in economic impact just on our economy in 2016 from the sale of homes. It's a big number. And that's just
a spillover, right, Tigo?
Yeah, and that's all the spillover. I mean, that's, of course, everybody related to the transaction, the realtors, the loan people, the title people, the inspectors, and so on and so forth. But it's the spillover. It's the furniture guys, you know, your buddies, you know, that advertise with, you know, it's the furniture guys. It's the restaurants, right? You know, people are moving. It's the movers. It's the home improvement stores. It's the appliances. So there's a lot of spillover. And on top of that, you also get there's a study that they did. For every 8 homes that sell that are a resale home, that's going to drive the construction of 1 new home. So for every 8 homes sold, that drives construction. And, of course, every new construction drives a whole nother piece of the economy as well. So it's a huge impact, huge impact.
And I think that's good that we bring that up, because people need to understand how much the real estate world, the residential real estate world, drives up the economy. Tigo, how can people reach you?
Yeah, if you want to reach out to us, we are at our Realtor on Duty hotline is 505-933-6881. And our website is welcomehomeabq.com. So, okay, I got to brag on the website a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
So you introduced me to a guy kind of helping me out with my search engine optimization. It's something I had always done and I still pay attention to, but you turned me on to one of your people that did that. And we've always done very well on our website, but we are now strongly in the number one position for home search or real estate agent websites in not just Albuquerque, but in New Mexico. We get a lot of people coming there, and you know, this is something we just do. We don't make people register. If you get on our website, you want to ask information, reach out to us, you can do that. You know, we have a chat area. We obviously you can just call us, or you can email us on any property, and we'll obviously help you out. We don't use it as a kind of a forced way for you to get on there, and you got to put in your information before you can look at any properties. You can just get on there and look all you want. But I got a lot of information on there: housing stat, market stats. Each house, there's school information with that, and so we're trying to make it as useful as possible and sorted in a way that makes it easy by communities or by lifestyle, for example.
Well, Tigo, I appreciate you making that plug for Uzi, and we'll go ahead and give his information out at the end of the show this afternoon or this morning. But I think it really begs, if you don't have web presence, you don't have presence at all, because I forget what the stat is, 87 or 88% of the searches or whatever start on the web for a whole new home.
Yeah, it's a huge number. The number that always cracks me up is the one they say 92% of home buyers use the internet to search for homes, and I'm going, only 92%? What are the other 8% doing? Are they just reading ads in the paper or what? I mean, you know, how can you not do a home search without being on the internet anymore? But that's just a funny stat. But yeah, one of the stats that it is, it's about 50% actually start their home search by doing some searching on the internet.
I'd like to ask you, are those magazines that they used to pick up in the grocery stores and things like that? I don't normally go through grocery stores. I'm getting a lot of my stuff directly through Amazon and House Goods, and then I'll go to the local grocery store to go ahead and pick up my stuff. Sprouts is generally where I go to, but I don't see any of those magazines any longer. Are those still around?
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. However, they're few and far between, and they're very, very thin, if you will. There's not a whole much. They just, you know, that's not how people look for homes now. And at one time, that was it. That was the state-of-the-art media for doing something, a photograph with a little description and some, you know, a price. Well, today it's maps, it's street views with Google Maps, It's demographics on the area. It's schools ratings. It's all types of information related to that property. Walk score, right? We've talked about the walk score ranking, right?
Yeah, I actually like that. I thought that was good, especially for a lot of millennials. They want to be around whatever it is they want to be around, right?
Exactly. And so it, you know, just a little thing printed in a flyer just doesn't work that well. And, you know, so the information is so much deeper. And, you know, you and I have talked about the whole trend in big data, right? That's a big term that's out there these days. And there is so much data and information about each individual property and trying to mash that all together. So when you do go and look and search for homes, you can get all that extra information that you want to know about the, not just the home, but the neighborhood, the community, and everything, including demographics.
Yeah, the demographics are really important for a lot of people because people are buying a neighborhood. In fact, that's one of the problems that we've had here in the market, why people have left the market, is that people want to be around other families that are like them. They want to grow up and establish a lifestyle. So, you know, average age up in Rio Rancho, what is it, 34 and a half, you know, average age in this part of Albuquerque might be in the low 50s, so people are looking for, it just depends upon what you're looking for, and that's so important because that really is the local market. All real estate is local, but you got to really know each of the pieces.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can do that all at welcomehomeabq.com. You can touch upon each of the pieces by visiting the map, and just chock full of information there at that website, and then you can see what's available. And it's not just what's available from Tego and Tracy, it's available for the entire market.
So I want to give you a tease for when we come back from the break. I wrote a blog last week. I did a little research. And I had seen a story that says, is January the best time to buy a home? And I was like, so I read the story. It was one of those, you know, clickbait kind of stories, but it was good. It was had good research behind it. So I analyzed the Albuquerque market, and we come back. We'll talk about that.
Back here in a moment here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at ABQ.FM. Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. Find them directly at ABQ.realty or welcomehomeabq.com. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM. I'm Eddie Aragon with me, Tego Venturi of the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can visit them directly online at welcomehomeabq.com. And as always, Tego and I like to nerd out on stats, statistics, all the good stuff that really kind of adds a lot of understanding to what's really happening in the market. And you've been uncovering some other stats, kind of been putting them together in a different way. What do you know, Tego?
Well, what happened was, and I said this as we were going out there, is I saw this story from NerdWallet, right? NerdWallet is one of those, you know, credit rating. And they did this story, and it was, again, honestly a clickbait kind of story. But it says, why January is the best time to buy a home was the headline. I'm like, interesting. Okay. So I dug into it, and what they did is they took some of the NAR data, National Association of Realtors data, and they found that nationally home prices were 8.45% lower in January and February than they are in June, July, and August.
Huh.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I sent you the blog, by the way, too, the post.
Okay.
It's on our website at welcomehomeabq.com. So I wanted to look at Albuquerque and see how we compared. And what I found is, so what I did, I went back 10 years, Eddie. I looked at, you're economist, so I know you know, you take this stuff seriously. You don't want numbers being messed around with, and I do too. So I dug deep, and what I did is I compared both the home price index, which is a number done by, the national number that kind of ranks actual market appreciation and or depreciation for the same house, quote, the same house, versus market averages and medians, which, of course, those don't really measure appreciation, depreciation. Anyway, I looked at the home price index numbers, and what I found is comparing quarter one to quarter three, so January, February, March, versus July, August, September, there was about a 4% difference in what homes sell for in the Albuquerque market. So they're about 4% less in the winter versus the late summer.
Wow. Okay. So it's even here as well, huh?
Yeah, it's here as well. It's only about 4%, but it holds up. It's half of the national number, but it holds up. And anyway, it's just, you know, it's one of those things you go, okay, that's pretty interesting. So what does that mean if I'm a seller? Should I wait? And I kind of say, well, I don't know. You know, it depends. You know, it really comes down to when is it the right time for you? Because if you have to get out and get moved before, let's say, the school season starts next time for your kids or whatever it is, you know, do it when it's the right time. You know, right now we are in an appreciating market where prices are going up. And so, you know, obviously the longer you wait, you're likely to get a little bit more. But again, it's got to make sense for you and where you are in your life.
Let me ask you a question. The lower prices during January, could people be chasing bills, credit cards, stuff like that during the holidays? I mean, there's got to be some other kind of motivation here. And maybe the realtors know that, you know, get rid of your home in January. Don't pay. You can pay your credit card by February. Something along those lines. They might be a little bit more willing to have the money now and take care of some bills.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Eddie. I wish I could give you more on that. I'm just looking at the straight numbers. So it's really, really difficult to say. But again, when you look at the true home price index, it kind of trends that way, that prices do seem to end up be a little bit higher in the late summer versus the winter.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. Maybe also the fact that people are feeling a little bit better when the weather is warmer. But I don't know that this would necessarily hold up in a place like Phoenix, right? Their winter is summer and summer is winter for Pleasantness. So it'd be interesting to take a look at the numbers there in Phoenix to see if the same type of thing would hold up, and if it'd be external patterns such as weather, et cetera, the way that people are feeling. Because I can tell you one thing, having lived in Phoenix for a long time, it was interesting to note how miserable people were during the middle of the summer.
Well, you know, I grew up in Ann Arbor in Michigan, right? And so, you know, got full winters. And when I first moved west, I moved to Phoenix, and yeah, it's flip flop. You know, you can't be outside in the summer for a couple months there. It's pretty rough. And actually, to be honest with you, that's kind of how I ended up here in Albuquerque, because I just love our
climate. Couldn't put up with
here.
It. Yeah, it is great. It's a great place to live overall.
Yeah.
As far as weather, let's talk about getting people into homes. One of the things that has been interesting, we've heard from other people, and we're going to hear from an apartment broker later on this morning, and Tim Luton with SVN Walt Arnold, is that people continue to choose to rent instead of buy. And people have these ideas in their head that it might cost too much. I mean, tell me how easy it is to get into a house.
Well, you know, let me answer that first. So we have a lot of different loan programs out there, and honestly, to be true with you here, Eddie, is that, you know, when we had that little bit of a mortgage rate increase here, we'll call it the Trump bump, back, and actually there's even more mortgage and loan programs out there and products out there right now than there were even 6 months ago, just because, you know, they've got a little bit more to work with there, if you will. Anyway, programs, tons of them, a lot of different things. You know, in 2016, where'd my chart go? I've got some numbers here. 28% of the homes that sold were on FHA loans. Okay, so almost a third of all the homes were FHA loan. FHA loan is a 3.5% down payment program, and that's insured through the federal government. We're not going to do politics here, okay? But FHA is a insurance company, is what they are. Basically, when you put your 3.5% down, you get qualified for a loan, you're going to be paying an additional small little mortgage insurance premium over and above your mortgage. So that's how you get that 3.5% down. It's an excellent program. And like I said, about a third of all the homes last year sold were through that. Also in New Mexico, we have the MFA, which is a mortgage finance authority here in New Mexico. And they have a few different programs, but basically it's a $500 out-of-pocket for you. I'm not going to call it a 500 down because there's still a down payment, but they're helping with the down payment. So for a home buyer, it's 500 out of pocket. Now that program is for first time home buyers. It's for heroes. It's for, there's some income qualifications and so on and so forth. But again, they're great programs. They actually tie in with the FHA program. However, it's just a less out of pocket. So one of the big myths out there is that, let me find that study. I had it here pulled up a moment ago. But there were some studies done that found that people believe that they need a much larger down payment than the reality. And so 39% of non-owners believe that they need 20% down payment. And so as we just talked about, Eddie, it's as little as 500. A third of the programs out there are 3.5% down. And even for a conventional loan, it's maybe 5 or 10% down. So there's a lot of different options there. So that's part of the issue is people just don't know.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we need to educate the public on is just how affordable this whole thing is. And if you just call Tracy, she can hook you up with so many people who can get you connected to the types of real estate mortgage brokers that can get you into a house and educate you on the different types of programs. I mean, sometimes people walk in, they're veterans, they don't even know that how much cheaper that makes a home for them.
Oh, that the VA program, and so 10% of the homes sold last year were VA loans, Eddie, and that by far is the best mortgage program out there, and well, they deserve it, so we're okay with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I know Ben Lucero. You know, he's got his from Indigo Mortgage. He advertised on your station. He's got a VA program, but everybody, you know, all of the loan people in town have VA programs, and I don't want to, you know, pick one or the over the other. It's tough for us as realtors because, you know, there's so many good mortgage brokers. I would just say, you know, talk to a local mortgage broker. You're not going to save any money by going to somebody out of state. Just trust me on that. Go with somebody local. Go with somebody that's going to spend that money.
Build a relationship, too, so you can actually have a face-to-face, because those Quicken loans and all that stuff that's happening by the internet, it's not worth the price, the pain, if you will, in terms of going through it. Well, Tigo, how can people reach you?
Again, we are at 933-6881 is our team line. It's 933-6881. Of course, that's here in the 505. And we are at welcomehomeabq.com.
Tigo, I appreciate you very much. Yeah. Thanks for another great show. And as always, you can listen to Tigo 24/7 directly on his radio station located at abq.fm. And you'll want to pick that up. And we'll see Tigo same time, same place next week right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm.
I'll open up the doors.